I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Imagine you're lounging on a beach in the shade of a giant umbrella. An ice cream vendor rolls along the boardwalk. Craving some sorbet, you grab your wallet and set off barefoot. The scorching sand turns your stroll into a goose-stepping sprint. Something similar happens when a tropical storm steps onto a hot patch of ocean. In August 2020, Tropical Storm Laura blossomed off Africa's west coast, where 80 to 85% of all Category 3 through 5 hurricanes are berthed. She claimed lives in Haiti, scraped over Costa Rica, and battered Cuba, causing the emergency evacuation of some 260,000 residents. But then, Laura hit the Gulf of Mexico, where the waters were already 10 degrees hotter than historical averages. Within a few hours, Laura escalated to a Category 4 hurricane. Wind speeds averaged 150 miles per hour. An 18-foot storm surge crashed into coastal communities. A foot of rain flooded from the sky. Laura became the strongest storm to hit Louisiana since hurricane record-keeping began in 1851. Ordinary people can directly help cool the Earth's overheating oceans by converting food scraps into compost. It's a sandtastic way to undercut the climate pollution that spurs catastrophic weather disasters. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.